The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Where the snake?
Yeah, okay.
And then she poured Jack Daniels on a bunch of people in the front row. Nice. That was kind of her...
I think that's good because he can't
well,
really
at least
do.
He didn't let her sing. So
he
we
shouldn't
got
really
that.
Be doing the song 18 anymore. He should bring someone
he seemed
more
like
of age to do.
He seemed like he didn't know who she was.
Yeah,
like that's right.
That fucking snake
Ten
is 51.
Years
you know,
legal.
Like, you can't really, can't really do 18 legal. When the snake is.
You gotta be careful.
What?
Make sure you get consent.
Oh, jeez.
That's the way I like.
Man, rock is really, it's gone in a different direction than I remember.
Melatonin.
Yeah, oh.
I don't
but
know
not
what
too
to
much.
Tweet. I'm 18.
He
melatonin
doesn't.
Can still give you a stomach ache.
I can't wait to
before
vote.
You take any type of pill.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Leave him alone. This man I look up to.
That's from the new hit song, Bill Cosby. Organic Cosby, I believe it's called.
Are you guys going to buy tickets to go see Bill
I'm trying
Cosby?
To see I'm trying to get a job opening for him.
What is the name of his tour?
We got the white guy.
I borrowed him from Chris Rock, this guy.
You think I'm the problem with Blizzard, Blizzard, Blast. You put the pill in the drink and she drinks it, you know, you're going to have a sex. I hope he just, he's like, he doesn't care. He just no fucks to give Cosby.
These bitches woke up and ratted me out. Like, wait, what?
Get in trouble now. 300 women I raped until you got to.
Can I say something fucked up?
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, not on this podcast.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Really changed the gear from Rick's Cosby impression.
I'm making it sound really dramatic because it really is a memory that I just realized.
Oh, my
let's
God.
Get it.
When I was
were you on the
up,
Cosby show?
I was on the Cosby show. Oh. But we used
really?
To play act. We used to play act being passed out and someone has their way with us. As like, you know what I mean? When you're of the age as a girl where you're like, I'm making out with Han Solo. I'm making out with the
damn,
pillowcase.
Han
I
Solo,
can remember and I forgot about that was like a thing of like, oh, I'm passed out and something.
It's that, it's Sleeping Beauty.
Michigan's different. Yeah. Michigan does it different, I think.
Was this always something that you did?
I didn't know how to preface it. I prefaced it like I was going to say something crazy.
And that's
but really,
why
I meant, I'm
Mary Lynn was
going
to open for me.
I'm revealing something sad. Really is what I should have said.
Cosby,
I gave Mary Lynn some of my barbecue sauce.
Saying, like it was in the culture.
That's
like
part
that's
of the
not
dream.
Wrong. His attitude of defensiveness.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, if I role play with you,
no.
I'll just go back in my childhood. If you know, you're Bill Cosby.
Wow. Is that something all women
then?
Do?
It was like a real thing.
You just
I don't
go
remember
through a phase where you're like, I like being defenseless.
That
sounds.
That's why I didn't want to say it, but that is true.
No, I mean, I'm just,
it's,
I'm a dude.
Weird.
I've never.
I can't
yeah. relate. I don't know.
Eleanor's,
I didn't do that.
Eleanor,
I'm sorry.
Defenseless
I was the aggressor.
Isn't something.
Eleanor's never been defenseless.
She's sitting over there thinking about all the time she's roofied dudes and just
and held them down and been like, "You're gonna give me what I want."
I'm not happy about it. I would rather be the Eleanor.
Okay,
in
this situation. I'm so sorry.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't want
for
you to ever play this game again.
Thank you, Eleanor.
I think for the rest of the show, Eleanor should pretend to be defenseless. I think that's the way. There you go. There's our Eleanor.
And then I'll pretend. I'm then, gonna get you.
Yeah.
At this age, I'll do it. I'll just. Everybody in, you know.
Everybody in.
Oh, geez.
Worst catchphrase in porn.
Ready.
Dinner's ready.
Yeah, that's really fucked me up right there. What you just said. Is anybody else feel that? Like
no, but like Rick and then Mary talking about being on the Cosby Show. Like I knew Bill Cosby was guilty after the allegations came out before the documentary because I saw a picture of Cosby in like and it has to be like the mid 70s.
Okay.
And he's wearing this like super bright. It's like your aunt's couch kind of look like bathrobe.
Okay.
And he's sitting in some hotel room. And the photograph is just him not being funny, Bill Cosby, just a serious look on his face on the phone to someone. And I'm like, that's
guilty.
That's who's in the other room?
Right. He was a mean motherfucker.
It just looked like a different side of Dr. Huxtable.
Guys.
When he was young, He did the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. Now, he was from Philadelphia,
another
North
goddamn
Philly,
Philadelphia.
Right?
Story.
We're playing Philadelphia trivia.
Here it is.
He's a North Philly guy. So he,
in 1961, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points.
My mom went to his basketball game.
Yeah, John Kruk, Dutch Dalton, Lenny Dykstra. We get it.
Mike Schmidt winked at my mom.
How dare you, my other idol. We're not going to shit on my idols today.
You had the Pete Rose that was trafficking high schoolers across state lines. I remember what era Pete Rose, Philadelphia.
Hey, I just had another memory.
Like Charlie Hustle.
I was a big Reds fan for a summer.
Yeah, looking through a knapsack of some sort.
And you're like, Charlie Hustle, here we go. Wait, so Bill Cosby did the Academy of Music, right? Okay. My dad worked there as a door guy. He was with my mom.
The typewriter store wasn't paying dividends?
Yeah.
That, his dad owned it at that point. Okay. So he was just, you know, an 18-year-old kid or whatever it was.
He hadn't inherited the family fortune yet.
He was young. Maybe he wasn't that young. He couldn't have been that young because him and my mom were married already. So nobody came to nobody came to see Bill Cosby. He was brand new and he was pissed. So my dad called my mom and said, go get your mother and your father. Come. We need to put people. So just come and sit in the audience.
I'd love to be at a comedy club and have nobody come to see me and be pissed about it. As opposed to just being like, well, it's another Saturday.
My mom did, right?
It was a different time.
Back then,
we're going to the comedy club. Who's performing? A comedian?
This is how cocky he was. Nobody knew who he was, right? He just assumed, I'm from Philadelphia, so you should support me no matter what. Nobody knew who he was. They go, right? They're excited. They want to laugh, right? The whole time, he just shit all over Philadelphia and all how unsupportive they are.
Wow.
And how unsupportive black people are to other black people.
Well,
and my parents are like, okay. Are you going to make us laugh, though?
Dude,
like, I got the whole
I've
family here.
I've never respected
got a kid in her.
Cosby more than...
He's starting to turn your opinion around a little bit.
Bill Cosby
was the original Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not hanging out here in Philadelphia with your liberty bell. Just the biggest pile of shit that ever lived. It just pulled the wool over our eyes for decades.
Oh, no.
I still watch Ghost Dad, and a tear rolls down my
Does
fucking
it?
We had it all.
Yeah, I get it.
We had it all.
We did love him.
My dad yelled at a telemarketer for like 8 minutes in front of all of us because he had the gall to call the house during the Cosby show.
Oh, my God.
This is like 88 or 89, and we knew, like, do not talk to Dad. Like, don't piss Dad off. Don't mention anything when the Cosby show's on. That's Dad's comfort show.
Really?
This guy called. This is back when, like, telemarketers just call your house. Like, you didn't know the phone was ringing. It's exciting.
Right.
Who could be on the other line?
Yeah.
There was a telemarketer. My dad just made this guy feel terrible about, and he kept going back to, I'm trying to watch the Cosby show.
He made your
shame.
Yeah, the most wholesome 30 minutes of our week, and you ruined it.
Your dad made him feel like my family felt watching him. Just got berated.
That's probably why the Philly crowds are so charged up, because they have decades of history going to see performers, and the performers just berating them.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby's the reason why Philly fans threw batteries at Santa Claus.
He started it all.
They're not booing Santa Claus. They were booing Cosby.
They knew
we don't
want to
see Santa. Who wants to see Santa? Watching a game. We don't need Santa out there.
Dude, but if Cosby goes on tour and he just goes for it. Does all
glorious.
Observational. You can't get me. I've already gotten in and
I'm
gotten out.
Out. Bitches. Yeah. How old
rich.
Is he? 80?
He's got to be 80. Yeah.
I mean, his eyes are so scary looking at this
His
point.
Liver can't be working.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he just had a cleanse for the last couple of years. You know, unless he's drinking the toilet Chardonnay. Like, it's kind of hard
You think
Bill Cosby's getting alcohol in prison?
You think they're not supplying Bill Cosby with whatever he wants?
Is Bill Cosby getting mad at us? What's happening? Lights are flickering.
Lights are flickering.
Is that Mitzi? I don't think he performed here.
Mitzi.
Mitzi, tell us, what are you trying to say?
Always drinking around drinks.
What Mitzi's trying to tell us is
what's that
Matthew McConaughey
movie?
Mitzi's like, to the bottom of this. We were playing this game and I was being
that's Mitzi trying to Mitzi's trying to wake Mary Lynn up.
Hey, Mary Lynn,
wake up.
You gotta wake up. You're on next.
Oh, God. I don't know Mary Lynn, but get up. Jesus.
Well, hold on, Mitch. We need her down for just one more minute. Have you met the new waitresses? Well, they are some lookers.
Stay away from the staff.
Anyway, going to get my show back on the YouTube soon. Gonna be big. Got Diane Cannon stopping by.
Really?
Diane Cannon. The big celebrity at the forum.
That's amazing. Who else is gonna be on the show?
Well, from what I understand, young Marky Post is coming by.
Wow.
Talking about a brand new show, Night Court. It's
Night
gonna
Court
be here.
Is back. Yes, Night Court is back. The finger on the pulse, Argus.
Long live Marky Post.
Is Marky on there?
No, she passed away.
She died.
Well,
yeah. She took the easy way out. She's supposed to be on the Night Court
it's
reboot.
Like I'm not
it's
in this
it's Lara Cat and a bunch of
God, I feel bad for Lara.
It's scabs. Really happening? It's really
it's happening.
It's literally Lara Cat and like what appears to be people who crossed a picket line to get jobs working
100%.
On Night Court.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, not
who
even
are
Marcia
these
Warfield. Like, at least get Marcia.
No.
She's around.
That'd be great.
She's hilarious. Yeah.
They literally went, get me a younger, aggressive black woman, and we'll just have her play the same exact role as Marcia Warfield.
Wow.
The real
What's
question,
Richard Mole doing?
If you've been a Night Court fan at all, which Rick and I have been.
I've been.
Who plays Bull? The biggest laughs came from the tall, white, bald security guard named Bull. I've seen a lot of ads because I watch a lot of sports.
You're saying who played him? Yeah, me too.
Who's going to be playing the new Bull? And I don't know. But
I haven't seen
it. The fact that Don Barris doesn't have that job is an absolute crime. I just feel it. I want you to spit in my mouth right now. Cut.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, underneath one of your seats, there's a lot of gum. This gum has a marble in it that says winner.
Don Barris used to do that for real here. Remember
real?
When
it was so funny when I used to work here and even like sometimes you're just like hanging out late and you just want to watch Don Barris like work. He did this thing and for a time, especially when it was during potluck and he'd like come up and host a little bit, he did this thing where he got people actually excited and a lot of times the crowd, packed crowd would believe him that he's giving away a TV.
And they'd be
he
under
said
the
that
seats.
We happen to have a 55-inch Hitachi and then he would say, because remember, if you want a Hachi, it's Hitachi. And he said that underneath your seats, you're going to find a wad of gum. One of those gum wads has a marble in it that says winner.
And he would have Jeff Scott in on it.
Yeah.
Jeff would play the piano. He'd go, that's right, Don. If you want a Hachi, make it Hitachi. Like it was a full game show.
And with it, without fail, I'd be like working in the cover booth. And without fail, I would look at the audience and they would breach their
hand
looking for wads of gum, which they probably found a lot of.
Do you remember when Danish and O'Neill brought in the actual TV?
Yes,
from
the back bar. So it came through the curtain of the original room and they brought it. And it's like, okay, guys, this is a funny gag. You're going to drop the TV. And then we got nothing to watch the MMA fights on. God, that was funny.
Oh, yeah. It was so stupid. I just remember Don's face being like, oh, shit.
Especially
just, why?
Thinking before the show, every night you got to set up.
It's like Bozo the Clown level of Marvel.
All the employees have to show up 30 minutes early to chew the gum to get it into a wad. And then one of them gets the marble and sticks it under the chair.
See what you missed, Mary Lynn, not working here. Like
you were out there having a career.
Yeah, you were
not wasting your time.
Look at me now.
And now here you are in the basement with us, sharing all your darkest secrets.
I have this this lady tweeted me and she said, "Do you miss acting?" I was like, I'm still acting.
That fucking bitch.
Did you have a show on?
Did you roast her?
The world informs you of what's happening that you don't want to hear.
Don't you have a show on right now?
Night Court. Catch the premiere of Night Court.
Yeah, I was going to say,
she took over.
Play Marky Post, yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
Finally.
That would be nice.
There you go.
I think it works.
I'd watch it.
asleep. Bull has his way with
right.
I have
Larry
some
Kent.
Ideas. I have some pitches.
Get
Dan Fielding in on this. Sign me
he
up.
He would have had his way with you, Larroquette. Definitely. Yeah. Oh, no. That was his thing back in the...
He was a womanizer.
He was the hottie. Yeah.
What, Larroquette?
Yeah. On the show, I mean.
If you go back and watch Stripes, he is perfect in that. Larroquette is perfect in that movie. God, he's so good.
Just and for some reason, there's always bosomy women showering in a room with a window that's just an open window.
Yeah, how come you broads aren't showering like you used to
the
in movies?
Were glorious. Yeah. We had a lot of water to spare.
Every day, Rick and I could sneak under a random deck, find a hole, and see like 10 naked women, and we'd go about our business. Why do you think men are so pent up and sexually charged?
We get a general.
My boobs never grew in, that's why.
It's generations without boobs. It's that fake milk they've been drinking.
They're smart.
It's a better time.
It's that
they
carnation.
They smartened up now, and they only do it on OnlyFans. They don't do it. You can't
they don't do
that
it for
anymore.
Free.
You can't do it for free.
Are they still OnlyFansing? Is that still going on?
I think so. Or
didn't that die off with COVID?
I think it's only getting bigger.
I think it's only getting bigger.
I think because as the world opened back up and people realized, oh, I still don't have a job.
Wait, this wasn't a pandemic. You know what I do have? A taint.
I got boobs.
Let's get some close-ups. Yeah.
Did you all ever like sneak into like the guy like try to look at the guy's locker room when you were growing up or recently?
No,
peepholes, drill peepholes into the wall.
Because I'll tell you the answer. Rick and I haven't spoken about this, but the answer is yes. For both of us.
Yeah, you looked.
You really did.
Of course,
just to compare.
Well, yeah, we didn't have a hole.
Wait, for girls or for boys? Like,
I'll look in any bathroom.
Hey, man, it sounded aggressive. We didn't have a hole.
We didn't have holes. All right?
We had a knob to put in the hole.
Speaking of, the greatest hole ever in a movie is Porky's.
Best
when
hole.
When they're looking in the hole.
Wow. First ballot Hall of Fame hole.
And he puts it
He puts his dick in there, yeah.
Classic.
And then Miss Ballbreaker. Just tugs on it.
It's one of the worst.
When she's describing it.
Yeah.
And I can describe it. And they're laughing so hard.
The scene in the principal's office when he's trying to, and the guys are like, we should hire a sketch artist. My friends and I rented that. We're in seventh grade.
Cry.
And like, there's like six of us on the couch howling with laughter.
This is a great example.
I could
example.
Not believe so how funny it was.
This is a great example of imagine pitching that movie
right today.
You go into any and then
you know
the guy sticks his dick through the
I have memories of all.
You know what the execs would tell you?
Stripes, honestly. I know I watched it, but
wow.
Any 80s comedy.
We're not going to Moscow. We're talking about Czechoslovakia here. It's one of my favorite lines. It's so insulting to Czechoslovakia.
It's so great. Dewey Oxberger, played by John Candy. See, if we were in Italy, I'd have to make your bed.
Right.
But.
And you, I want to party with you. Like, what do you say that to?
Lighten up, Francis.
Lee Harvey.
Well, Lee Harvey, what you did with
when you tried
cow.
To make it with the cow. I want to party with you, man.
So good.
Winger.
It's so dumb.
Arguably the 80s, best military comedy of all time.
The 80s movies, period, like, just were so fun. You couldn't make that today.
No, here's the pitch today.
All the best movies, though.
Take the script from Porky's or take the script from Stripes and you pitch it. And what the execs would tell you is, yes, we can make this. It's got to be animated and it's got to be food doing it. It's got to be food cracking the jokes. It can't be people. That's too risque.
Yeah,
but if it's a hot dog propositioning a hamburger bun, now we got go picture.
I pitch it as is.
Okay.
And then they go, we're not making that movie. And I go, Winger is non-binary. And then when they find out that the Bill Murray character is the thing that they support, but they don't really know what that means.
Yeah.
They're just like, we better make it.
Yeah, they better make it or else Rick's on OnlyFans for another month.
Yep. Taint pics.
Just
check
ball
it out.
Droppings.
Nothing but taint pics.
There's
ball droppings? Like, do you do it that way? Like, show the taint?
I'm not even sure how it works, honestly. I'm just excited to get out there.
Trying to work out the logistics of
OnlyFans. Yeah.
For the taint.
For the taint.
If I'm doing OnlyFans,
how to make it sexy.
It's just a conduit.
That's where you're going.
For me.
Got it.
Specifically for me.
I would work OnlyFans like I would work being a comedian, where like the OnlyFans, like the pics are fine. It's really just a gateway to my merch, which is like used undergarments, shit in jars. Here's me burping into a jar for $100.
Did you say burp?
I'll burp into a jar for $100.
Excuse me,
the fart's gonna cost you more.
When you said shit in a jar, I'm like, Wait, so you just
Shit in a jar. Yeah, well, no, that's like, that's gold. That's platinum tier.
This is adorable.
Yeah.
This is so cute.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
During the pandemic, we did right after Mitzi passed, her 90th birthday was during the pandemic. So Peter was like, remember, he wanted us to do a Comedy Store podcast in the OR. Ricky was like, I'm not coming in.
The thing is, it's just never going to happen.
I wanted to get out of the house.
Eleanor's
like,
walking COVID,
I'm
and
here,
Rick said no.
Right? Yeah, I don't care. I'll get COVID. I can't wait to die. I was so excited, right? I'll do it. Mm. So I come in, and I had like Argus hosting with me for a little bit. I had Sean Pawlowski. Like,
whoa,
we just kept switching it out, right? And we had so much fun. Mm-hmm. So the last part was like, Holtzman and Schubert, and Holtzman was, I don't know what it was, where he's getting his Wi-Fi, but it's not good. You know what I mean? Like, it just kept going in and out. And then every time he'd come in, he'd be like, and Schubert's selling Mitzi's soiled underwear. And Schubert, how many pairs do you got? How much are we selling them for? And Schubert's,
send the money
wasted
to my brother.
So he's going along with it. The next day, Peter calls me. He goes, that was so funny. And I was like, you watched?
Thank goodness you
he
thought
goes,
it was
yeah.
funny.
He goes, me and my kids watched.
The kids.
Oh, no.
Holtzman wouldn't stop selling Mitzi's things that came out of her. And Schubert was wasted. He was just going along with it.
First of all, I don't believe that Schubert was wasted. That's a hard, you're going to have to really sell this idea.
I don't buy this. A lot of people were drunk because it was the pandemic, so they were just home.
Nothing else to do.
Fucking wasted. Like, oh yeah, I'll call him
well,
for Mitzi.
Well, when they had Mitzi's service here after she passed, like initially,
oh,
and
yeah.
they did like three different, or they did the two different rooms, depending on like when your class was. We were probably all sitting in a row together
in the OR,
and everybody just got like, it was an open mic for comics, just go up and like kind of eulogize Mitzi a little bit. Holtzman goes up there, and
that was
as hard of a laugh as I've had since the Porky's principal. It was that level of just like, the word guffaw doesn't do it justice to how funny he was.
Him shitting on her house. I'm supposed to be impressed with your house. I'm from Long Island.
Yeah.
Those houses are bigger than your house, bitch. That's your house. That's not a mansion, bitch.
There's never been someone better at memorial services.
Yeah,
no.
Than Brian Holtzman.
He's got a hell of a record.
He always pitches his upcoming dates, which is a fun
real.
Twist.
I've seen a lot of memorial services here, as we all have, and I think the best 1-2 punch, the opener's Argus, because he tees you up. Like there's some nice funny jokes, but it's going to be like a nice, respectful service.
Yeah.
And then you have Holtzman come in right after just decimate.
Taking his
the newspaper.
Next
out. Who else died this week? Just thumbing through the obituary.
You baby boomers. What? That's not even a...
What about Greg Eagles? Has anyone seen Greg? He crushed that. Remember? I don't even remember who the dude really was, but some guy named Ralph died.
Oh, yeah.
I know the story, and it's...
Ralph worked here for a long time.
Ralphie, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Argus. Well, I thought the same thing everyone else. Why couldn't it have been Johnny Zapp?
Oh, yeah. My
I just remember
God.
Being like, damn, he burned
broke
Johnny
the room
Zapp.
Open.
Again, we're going to have to fill in Mary Lynn because you don't know who Johnny Zapp is, right?
Well, one of the more legendary managers that
Johnny,
ever crossed.
He was a big time promoter/manager.
Oh, go on.
I'm listening.
I saw him.
If you want to get back into acting, he's the guy.
First of all, let me say this. You got to move to Lancaster. That's where all the big stars are moving.
Stars are moving.
Johnny Zapp, I watched him. He told us for years about all the things he's experienced. He's just this dude who's full of shit. And no matter what the situation was, I was there. All right.
He discovered everybody.
Yeah.
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 You know, I fucked Janis Joplin once at a Three Dog Night concert. Like, all right. Give us the full story. Well, I was working the spotlight that night, obviously. Yeah. Story checks out so far.
She was singing the high note.
I did a fade in.
Oh, I moved the rig.
When they started doing Eli's Coming, I did a fade in on the spotlight, and Janice came up to the catwalk immediately. She said, "I saw what you did. Art is art." And we ended up fucking that night right then and there.
Wow, that's so amazing. Right,
I gave the guys this sign to extend joy to the world by another 15 minutes.
Yeah, he was
just
a real
like
piece
so
of shit.
Full of shit. And my favorite Johnny Zapp story is like he'd come into the OR late because he'd like just be drinking, telling whoever, whatever story.
He wore like wicker Kangle hats and like Buddy Holly glasses.
And when he finally got done annoying people at the bar, he'd come into the OR and watch like the later part of the show. And one time, a few of us were sitting in the back. It was like late. And I can't remember who was on. There was maybe 5-6 people left in the room. And Zapp, as he was known to do, would just pass out.
Oh,
and he was asleep and he was snoring. And he had kind of like the long, stringy, kind of Doc Brown hair.
Yeah. He didn't work here at all.
Oh, okay.
No, he was Richard Pryor's manager.
Oh, got it.
No.
He was just a lying piece of shit. Yeah.
Right. So we're sitting in the back, and for some reason, I don't know how this came up.
I'll tell you how it came up. Ren Azizi is a madman.
Yeah, so I think Ren Azizi's like, "Hey, PJ Stansbury." He's like, "Hey, Stansbury, you got a lighter?" And he's like, "You should hold the lighter up to Johnny Zapp and like scare him." So PJ just gets behind Johnny Zapp, flicks his lighter, and Johnny Zapp's hair catches on fire.
Dude.
Immediately.
We saw this little fireball just poof.
And then we all told Johnny Zapp because he didn't know. Someone woke him up when they smacked the fire out of his hair.
Stop, drop, and roll, man. We just started hitting him.
He came back the next night. And he was like, "My hair's all melted together. What did you guys do?" And we were all like, "Jimmy Pidd did it." And we just blamed another guy who worked here. "Hey, I ain't light your hair on fire, all right, there? Don't want to hear about that no more.
No more?
Go talk to some of the other people, the guilty ones."
But he wouldn't give them up.
No, he would never,
give anybody
never
up.
Snitch on who
rat.
Did it.
Would not rat.
You don't
ain't
rat.
My problem, dear Johnny Zapp. Stay the F away.
Stay the F away. Yeah.
Johnny, he's a special breed. He sends me a Facebook message like once every 2 years.
Is he still around?
He literally moved to Lancaster and then sent me a message telling me how great it is up there. Everyone's going to be moving up here. Mark my words. I'm like, all right, man.
Mark my words. Like, what am I going to win a bet? What's the win here?
The odds
when everyone moves up here and you're still not up here, I'm going to punch you in the teeth, Ingram. That's basically what it sounded
That's
like.
That's where Olivia Wilde did that her movie.
Oh,
is that
really?
Right? Lancaster? Dude, it is hot.
Out his wife. And the,
dang.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do. What's yeah, don't worry, darling. New.
I watched the whole thing.
I haven't seen it yet. Good?
It's weird.
It's artsy, right?
No, it doesn't come together. It
Does
never
Harry
pays
eat
off.
Butthole? Is there any butthole eating?
It's worth it just to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
a lot of really good-looking people. It right. looks great, but
British,
you never know
men,
what...
they're strong ass eaters.
Don't worry, darling. Don't.
Hush, darling.
Don't worry, darling.
Hush, darling is the Mary Lynn story.
Sorry, you're right.
Bill Cosby.
You're right. That's the new
7-year-old Mary Lynn.
Hush, darling.
You and I are playing G.I. Joe. I'm defenseless.
I don't know why I'm participating in this.
Should we just bleep that out? Or
we got high. That's going to go viral. She's going to get acting gigs again.
Oh, yeah.
The ladies will.
That's right. John Larroquette's going to call
that viable. She takes directions so well.
They're doing the darlings, too.
If you guys look over and you see tears coming down, just keep laughing it
just
up.
Keep laughing,
just keep talking. Just keep telling Johnny Zapp stories.
Bro, love
that
it.
Zapp with three right. Z's. That way I was the last guy in the phone book. Literally what he told us. I spelled his name Z-A-P-P. I wrote it on something like someone killed Johnny Zapp or something like that. And he was like, "First of all, this is not even how you spell my last name." I go, "How the fuck do you spell Zapp? With three Z's?"
No.
Z-Z-Z-A-P.
He was good at sleeping.
Yeah.
He was very good at passing out. In public.
King Aziz.
And then I go, "Wait, how does it benefit you to have your name in the phone book?" Sometimes women just start calling from the back.
Is that true?
Random women?
Oh, my God.
Is that true?
And they claim that on multiple occasions he had gotten laid because a woman decided to start calling, starting with Triple Z in the back of the phone book.
God, I'm learning so much about women.
I'm willing to say that that's really attractive women that have the time to do that, too.
That have the phone book just in their lap.
Get me the phone book.
This is like the prime.
Yeah. I already fucked Aaron Aronson. Let's start from the back tonight.
Did it ever cross his mind that he was the last guy on earth that they were fucking? Like the literal last guy in the phone book. They're like, well, I guess we're out after Triple Z.
This guy has to be it. Oh my God.
You know, he said he works for Richard Pryor.
There it is.
You're learning so much tonight about the Comedy Store and how fucked up we are. This is our characters here. This is why, like, for years, this is what
this
you
is why you didn't come here
on
for a long
Monday
time.
Night. This is why people are terrified to come here.
Still,
I was the nice guy in my class.
He definitely was.
I was the nice guy.
What was your?
I was the second nicest guy.
93.
Rick was the successful.
As a comic
nice
or
guy.
A waitress.
Okay.
But that's very recent.
What?
In terms of,
wait, I missed it.
In terms
sorry.
Of world touring, hobnobbing with celebrities.
What are you talking about?
Well, we were both the nice guys of our class.
He said he was the nice guy of his class, and I said, sadly, I was the second nicest guy
right.
in that class.
Yeah.
I'm believing all of that.
I was, and when you
we
come
were the
back
high five
here,
and white guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
I'm
still a big high fiver. This I don't guy care can, how your set went. I'll give you a high five.
This
afterwards.
Guy can high like five that. His way out of getting laid faster than any man in the history of Earth.
That's not the accomplishment.
I've seen it.
Hey,
a lot of married
Rick,
people high five.
The energy.
What I'm proud of is that I get to the point where I can high five myself out of getting laid. Because that means prior to that,
you were there.
I did something well enough.
I watched him one night in San Diego. I was like, oh, this dude's good. He's getting laid. And next thing you know, he's like, hell yeah. And I'm like, no. High five and literally watch the girl like, oh, I guess we're not gonna
Rick's the coach on the sideline just throws his headset.
God damn it.
Yeah. Bobby Knight throw the chair. What are you doing?
I'm the Los Angeles Chargers
you
of getting
high
laid.
Five until after coitus.
I want Bobby Knight to give a sex talk.
You got
to
make sure only you come and then you high five her.
Right, right.
Make sure she doesn't have any pleasure.
Well, she's not going to be able to come after a high five. That's for shit sure.
No, and that's really the key.
I think it's a nice consolation prize. Like, I didn't bring you to ecstasy, but hey, good game out there. Yeah.
We tried.
Yeah, as a team, one of us won. So. Yeah,
just pat her on the ass. It's easier. Like a kind of that
see you
kind
later,
of camaraderie.
Babe.
Yeah.
That was a better motion.
This?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He can he seems like he can cup it.
I can cup. I'm not a spanker though. I've had women that like want me to spank them and I'm like, I don't feel comfortable.
Really?
No.
Not in this climate.
This was before this climate. I was never a spanker.
I like a spanking. It wakes you up.
Same.
It lets you know.
God thank damn you, John.
It. God
thank
damn
you,
it.
John.
What
we're
are you,
back.
A professional comedian? God damn it. She just tagged her rape stuff.
I spanked her too hard and I woke her back up.
I hate all of you for bringing this out of me.
So good.
I blame you and
but
I hate
here's
you.
Here's the thing. I didn't play the submissive and I like to be spanked.
Spanking
but,
is good.
Okay, here's
spanking's
the problem
fun.
I have,
we need
though.
To talk about all this with you
there's,
right now.
There's
yeah,
nothing
the
more.
The aggressive and the non-aggressive. Love a good spanking.
I can try spanking, but the problem is there's nothing more emasculating than when they're like spank me and you spank them and they're like that's not hard enough. You're like, oh, the whole night.
Now we're getting to the bottom of this.
Pack
now,
it up. The fans are starting to leave.
Now we're getting to why Mark and I broke up.
Yeah, we had one great night in Long Beach.
Trick of the
nice
trade.
Is good for
we've been making that joke so long. I don't know if we actually slept together in Long Beach. There's a good
so
chance
bad.
We did.
It's possible.
I don't know.
There's a lot that goes on in Long Beach.
We used to live right down the street.
Yes, we did live on the same street.
Yeah, but we would not sully Blackburn with that.
No, in L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eleanor would just walk down, get in my car, and we'd drive down to Long Beach and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back.
I'm pretty sure they're telling a story about how Eleanor fucked Mark.
Right, I got that part. Okay.
And I didn't spank hard enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got rid of
it. If someone ever says you don't spank hard enough.
She started booing me. Like a real Philly resident.
I drew a battery out of
her. Where'd she get an ice ball?
Spank?
It's July. How'd she get a snowball to throw at me?
We keep him in our freezer, pussy.
Oh, I didn't realize you were a paraplegic back there.
Dude.
Jesus
it was brutal.
Christ.
I thought it was just us in the bedroom. Her five brothers showed up.
Six.
All wearing varsity jackets.
Stephen Hawking spanked me harder than that.
Put a cigarette out of my arm.
the theory of spanking like a real man, Mark.
Mary Lynn, does this make you jealous that you weren't here during the crazy days?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I do.
I could have parked your car.
Yeah.
You know?
I do love listening to the stories. You know,
it's kind of fucked up.
They're fun to watch from afar.
Yeah.
You know. To live through them.
A lot of them are fun to hear.
Now, this might be like common knowledge, but like what year, like in the, when did it go south?
So
and why?
Well, I started.
Eleanor got here and things started going downhill quick.
What was happening in the 80s?
I wasn't here in the 80s.
Eleanor was like Don Mattingly, the best player on a team that's never going to win the championship.
Was it a hot club in the 80s?
I guess it was. Yeah. I wasn't here. I didn't get here till 93. And then when I got here,
late 80s, they had Kinnison and Dice.
It was tanking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the end of the golden era.
It was like the comedy boom of the 80s and was then felt here.
Everything got oversaturated. Comedy got too big, late 80s. They started giving it away to fucking everybody.
We still had some good, like, Dice was still coming around and he was still doing like big places and stuff, the mid-90s. So he was still coming here. I remember he did like a whole week, and me and my friend Lauren, like Mitzi was like, only let me, Lauren, and this other girl, Jen, work it. Because she was like, it has to be, we have to sell the most. And so the three of us, and we all made so much money. Like we put deposits on cars. Like we didn't have money to do that. But it was like, it wasn't great. It was up and down, up and down, up. And then it just started going down and down.
Kippadonna's going to be here.
That was like the late 90s. It just started.
Amy Ashton is on the lineup again.
Son of a bitch. I moved here in 94, 95.
Okay.
And yeah, this was known as like not a good
like a
place.
Dead zone.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing the E! True Hollywood Story on the Comedy Store, which Argus is all over.
Well,
he's just telling the history of this place.
Argus, I told you not to do that.
And I was in college. And I moved out here in the early 2003, and I was still like just in awe of like the club because it's the Comedy Store,
the idea
and
of
the
it.
History
yeah.
of it.
I,
and then you
I
get
didn't
here.
Respect it at all.
And
same, I'm
which is why he got passed so quickly and got to be a regular so much faster than the rest of us. But like when I started like working the phones, you'd see the lineups. And you're like, this is who we got? Best of the best? Yeah.
She was getting, her health was declining.
Uh-huh.
So
and part of her health declining was like, we should give Charles Fleischer 30 in the main room. And then make sure you follow it up with Barry Diamond. And you're like, what disease does she have?
But there was
is she retarded now?
There was a while.
Do we want the 18 people who come to this comedy club to tell their friends never to come here? Why are we putting
oh,
these people
yeah,
on
was,
shows?
Oh, yeah, that was the days of the rule. The rule, Mitzi's rule was you couldn't start a show unless six
oh,
people
yeah.
were there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
sometimes we didn't start a show
wow.
for like 30, 45 minutes.
And then regularly they'd be like, can't start without six. And then 45 minutes to go by and they'd be like, we got four. Good enough.
Good enough.
Like, why did we have the rule?
Just confused
why
tourists.
We just...
It was great.
Is there a show?
I mean, awful.
I can remember I actually starting a room in the belly room, but also
what
those
year?
Lineups of the of being like, who
yeah.
are these mm-hmm. gross
yeah.
guys? But you know, I was doing alt rooms in coffee shops.
Whoa!
I came from
it.
Art school.
Damn.
And all the like, I was all the people I hung out with were like, you know, fuck. Comedy, like
were you Largoing?
Yeah, but it was pre-Largo.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What were the rooms back then? What were the alt comedy rooms that were springing up?
Pedro's, Onyx Coffee House, Borders Books.
Borders.
Whoa, these are big.
There was
whoa,
a place across
places.
The street from here
yeah.
that dips down. It has all those walkways
oh,
down
yeah.
there. That was like the urban. There was a room at the Viper Room. There was the... it was like the Unurban Cafe,
unurban.
But before that,
oh,
it was something
the unurban.
Else.
Unurban
before
over,
that,
under the 405, right?
No, right here.
Oh, really?
Sunset, across the street.
I remember seeing James Panner at the Unurban that's like
yeah.
under the
405. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, the Unurban. I'm using the wrong name. Yeah. I know that place, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like, you know, you do anything you can do when you're coming up. but that room in particular.
At a coffee shop had to be glorious.
I saw Painter.
It was so weird.
West Side Comedy Cafe or whatever that was.
The on 3rd and Half Street.
I remember that one.
I remember walking in and Painter was on and just by me. He's like, why are you still sitting here if you hate it that much? I was like, this is so good. he wasn't about ready to get off stage. No. Right. He was demanding they leave.
I didn't start till 2007, so I didn't know shit about those other rooms. The only place I knew was here, Laugh Factory, obviously.
Well, that's the weird thing is that I started a room in the Belly Room. I don't know whose permission we got. I don't remember who was running it. I'd like to.
What year?
Oh, wow.
Like 95. My friend and I had a show that we called Windows 95 was the name of it.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
That's a hot reference.
It was a hot reference.
Remember Start Me Up was a song in the commercial? It's like, whoa, we're in a new era now. We're using our computers every day.
But it's kind of weird that I like disassociated with this place but had a room briefly and
it
then years later... Mm-hmm. Had to become a regular. Yeah. Like I had to.
Who
I had to try.
You? Was that Adam? Adam passed you.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tommy
wow,
said
really?
No. Tommy said, come and hang out.
What?
Bobby Lee tried to talk me in to Tommy. He goes, oh, you don't know her. She's been on this and this. And he goes, yeah, come and hang out Sunday or Monday. I was like,
you should wait tables here.
It's weird because I didn't.
It's a number one show.
I didn't think like I deserved anything, but at the same time, him saying that to me, I've never felt my blood boil quicker.
Well, she's just going to go up and tell Jack Bauer what to do. Okay?
Right. Like I would have accepted, like, oh, do a 5-minute set on this off night at this off time. But, like, the idea of, like,
find time
and hang
for Mary
out,
Lynn.
Yeah. I was just like,
you got to what?
I got to find time for Mary Lynn when I could be getting Caparillo more minutes.
The eyes that Rick does. There's a lot of great Tommy impressions out there. Rick has the eyes down.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like he just wants to go to sleep versus having this conversation.
Well, he spent a lot of time.
Mitchie said we have enough women.
Oh, good.
I didn't notice the eyes until you pointed them out.
No, the eyes are just like. Wait, I'm getting pushback. I get this at home.
Steph is going to kill me later.
The little half a sigh. While he's trying,
he definitely got beat up. He got beat up by his girlfriend. He did all the time. That's why.
Did he really?
She physically abused me.
Oh, Tommy, I had no idea.
I don't want to hear about me too.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Men are victims. Mitzi told me that.
Mitzi told you that
3 or 4 weeks ago. She came down. We went to Aruba together.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, not just that.
She gonna open a room there? Or?
Well, I called Francisco. I said they speak Spanish down here. Get down here if you want stage time.
Girlfriend abused him just really.
That's so mean.
Took me to a place.
Yeah.
That'd be my favorite character.
I don't know if you're familiar with the fact that outside comedy people are no longer allowed at the condo in La Jolla, but it's because the police were called.
No.
This guy
who's trying to impose power.
Right.
Yeah.
And goes home and gets,
just gets
his ass.
The crap
fuck you, Tommy. Fuck you.
Rick was their neighbor. That's how he knows this.
Oh, right. He used to live like right there.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary Lynn laughing at
I
guy
think I was going
out.
Over to Rick's and I saw Tommy in the wild one time. And it was the weirdest thing because, like, it's like seeing your teacher at the grocery store. You're like, wait. Ew. Do I make icon? What's the?
I need you to come over and feed my dog. I gotta take Stephanie's mother's ashes and throw them in the ocean. Anyway, my dog has to eat every 2 hours or he dies. Can I count on you? Otherwise, I'll get Brenton and Josh Martin to do it.
Oh my god, I can't
with it.
It was always so tough to tell, like if you're talking to Mary Lynn, right?
Right.
And she's like, no, I just want to get in at the Comedy Store. I have credits.
She's normal. She's coming from a place.
You would tell people to hang out.
Can you put me up on potluck?
Right.
It was so nebulous, though. It's like, we'll just hang around. And it's like, I'm just going to be sitting and lurking around until coach tells me to get in the game.
Yeah. We got to sit here and watch you flip your hair and close your eyes while you yell at people? Because he did. He used to do this.
He told Bert Kreischer he should park cars. Bert's like, I have a Comedy Central special.
He goes, I have a TV show.
Well, doesn't mean anything here. Yeah. Dude, after he got fired, he was still so enthralled with his power. I saw David Spade's on the lineup. That's not even our demographic.
What's our demographic?
We're not television. Our demographic is whoever pays money to come see a comedy show.
He hated that.
It's older. It's the crowd is older.
The
people with money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming to the shows now. It's crazy.
People with money.
I didn't know that. I know. You got fired.
He really was so retarded. God bless him, man. He had some fucking stories.
I saw Adam is putting you after Joe Rogan. I'm glad he learned something from me.
Did he? What? He learned what?
He wouldn't even let you perform there.
Well,
we got to challenge you. Otherwise, you'll get stale.
He was insane.
He would just always get so deep into like the building of the lineup. Like every night he was writing Hotel California with like these 15 names, and it's got to be like this the perfect mix of, and it's just going to flow into this amazing thing.
He only took over because she was so bad. You give her the like who called in, and she would only read like the first page. So
there was a lot of A's.
You could go back and look at
the lineup.
Phone book again. Yeah. Got to start from the back. He didn't notice.
Johnny. He blew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anand Shalabali. Remember that?
Anand Shalabali. Jeremy Dingle. The D got in there.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy Dingle. She loved him. Mm-hmm. It's going to be that next Jim Carrey.
He drove a Mercedes that had the steering wheel on the wrong side. That's how zany his act was.
And his license plate was?
It's different.
Dingle?
Dingle.
Dingle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I made fun of him one night. I was like 21. I'm like, oh, dude, the guys are going to think I'm the shit. I'm going to ruin this fucking guy. So I'm at the back door, and I just start ripping this guy. What is that you do up there, man? You think that's comedy?
It was noises. It was brutal. Like,
he did a good pigeon impression.
Anyone can do a pigeon impression.
But no, you do them flying off like...
Yeah. I remember.
Sitting in the back, like taking notes. Like, that's how you get a crowd, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Animal
noise.
Draw them in.
I'd be waiting tables like this.
Draw him in.
Yeah.
So angry. I couldn't stand watching him. I couldn't fucking stand it. And then one of my waitresses said, he's going to be the next Jim Carrey. And I go, you're fired.
You're fired.
Out of your fucking
Get
mind.
Get the fuck out of this.
This
building.
Shit was so bad. And so I thought, if no one's going to say anything, I should
step up and be the hero.
I should do the right thing and tell him it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
How did it feel to tell him that?
I start telling him it sucks, and no one's laughing.
Mm.
The guy's left me hanging.
Yeah.
And he's like, Dingle's like taking it in, like, oh, okay.
What guys were these? Throw them under the bus.
I was probably there. Nice guy number one.
Nice guy number one.
I probably walked him to his car. You know, like, hey, man, that pigeon material is just... I thought there were pigeons in here.
I remember Hatchell being like, it got weird.
Hatchell.
Yeah. And being like, Hatchell, I was doing it for you.
Yeah.
You're the other piece of shit who was supposed to be laughing.
Hatchell had a 5 minutes that would kill me.
Hatchell.
When he was doing potluck.
Heartthrob.
Big guy. And he would just go up and talk like he was just the most shredded
gorgeous.
Dude.
That's funny. But
it was just such a
Shake
funny
his hair
thing.
Out.
Yes. Like this.
Yeah.
I remember his bit. It was something about it.
Train killer.
It was something about his girlfriend being fat and a bitch.
It's so childish.
Lighten up, one way or another.
Lighten up, one way or another. Yeah,
that was the punchline.
But whether he got a big laugh or not, he'd always take at least 30 seconds in between jokes and just kind of like look at his finger and just like evaluate and like you know.
He had those big cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could bite his face.
I'm a train killer. I kill trains, and then just take 30 seconds, just like let the crowd feel it.
I had to share a hotel room with them when we opened for Pauly in La Jolla. I don't like to brag, but we did.
Wow,
you're a brag.
And it was
back when the condo was wicker.
It was full. So Pauly and the Babes got the condo that weekend.
Okay.
So hey, it's good news is you're gonna get to stay in a hotel. Oh, so I don't get to stay in the place on the beach.
The fun place.
That's the only nice thing. No, dude, I'm staying there with Babe. Oh, all right.
So you and Hatchell.
In my mind, I'm like, at least I'm going to get a hotel room. And then I get to the hotel and I literally.
You see your roommate?
I check in and the guy's like, the other guy's already here. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I go in there, it's Hatchell, and I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm friends with Hatchell. We can make this work. And then I didn't think about this actual sleeping part.
Right. It's different when you're laughing at somebody on stage versus actually having to live with them.
And Hatchell, again, a beautiful man.
Those aren't pillows.
He's probably, that's what it felt like, because Hatchell slept in tidy whities.
Yes.
And he had to be a cool.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Maybe 280 in his prime.
Yeah.
He probably slipped into 350.
Pure sexy.
But snored so loud. I'm like, I'm going to sleep in my car. Fuck this. And at one point, it just stopped. And I'm like, he might have just died.
He might have died.
Do I wake him up? If I wake him up, he might start snoring again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a solid 2 minutes of me laying there with him just silent, like,
figure out what you're going to tell the
maybe
cops.
I'll sleep. Maybe I just catch some sleep and I'll deal with this in the morning.
Right. Yeah.
And then he's back. He is
it's called
back.
Sleep apnea.
Yeah.
He died.
It's the weird thing about snoring, though, is like if you listen to somebody snore and then they stop snoring for a couple minutes, they come back with a snore that compensates
for the
time that they missed snoring.
Yeah. That's the apnea. That's when you stop breathing. Literally.
Is
and
it?
That's why it's so dangerous.
Oh, okay.
When people just snore and in and out, when they come back like that,
gasping
that's the,
for breath.
Yeah. That's the hard one.
That was
that's
the last
scary.
Time I let. So I was in Vegas like, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. I was working a club there and one of my buddies was in town, big guy, and he like didn't have anywhere to crash. I'm like, oh, you can sleep on my couch. Last
By
time
way,
I ever invited anybody
that's
to
gotta,
do that.
That
snored.
That has to stop at 30.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 42. I probably
stay
was 35. When I was like, hey, you can stay on the couch.
Yeah.
And I remember just laying there all night and just listening to this symphony of death. This and just being like, nope, I'm never inviting anybody.
This is a situation
I
where
spanked him. Spanked him hard.
You get a Lightly. Pillow and you go in there and you finish the work that God can't handle.
God is trying to do. God's
go,
up there like trying to
it.
Start a car. Like, it's not turning over. I need the jumper cable.
You're going to tend to the rabbits, Lenny, and you just fucking hold it on. And you do what you got to do for society, man.
I like the rabbits.
We
got to
start
I
thinking
like
about
rabbits.
Other people.
They velvet.
As we overcrowd, there's only so many of these that
Wait,
we can
I want to hear what
I agree.
Comics you had on your Windows 95 show.
Did Mary Lynn, right, babe? How come
I was definitely waiting tables.
Janine Garofalo.
I remember Janine being
David
here.
David Cross.
Mm-hmm.
David Cross, I knew.
John Ennis.
This pretentious
Whoa.
Fucking.
Oh. I dated David Cross.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Was he abusive in any way?
No.
Do you have any dirt that you can?
What
let's
you
destroy him.
I can't imagine.
I always thought he was kind of funny. Let's just destroy the guy.
Did
he ever?
What was it? What was going on a date with
you
him?
Unconscious.
Like?
Listen, we loved each other.
Okay.
He's funny.
Did you go to alt restaurants, or did
we
you go to like normal restaurants?
Cafe.
I do have a little. I can say some dirt, which I didn't realize until years later. I was like, oh, that probably was not cool. I didn't realize until the Me Too era. Not anything that but I broke up with him to go out with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was on Mr. Show, and I got fired.
Oh.
Damn. Mm. That's not cool.
And, like, I honestly did not even think about it until a good 15 years
that
later.
That little
I was like,
dick
oh,
piece of
who was
shit.
I going to tell? Like,
that
Bernie Brillstein?
Dick
right.
fucking
like,
loser.
Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Who is the guy?
I was no longer funny to have around.
Who's the guy that you went on the date with?
And
was
you were
he?
So submissive.
Was it Bill Cosby? I broke up with David Cross.
Musician.
Oh.
Oh, well, then you upgraded to, I mean, people would rather, ladies would probably rather date a musician.
Look, I'm
than
not
a
saying
comedian.
I was like an amazing person for what
I'm
he
sure
did
you
after
were.
I broke his heart, but
right.
I mean, no I also no longer
was,
had a job.
The show
was
funny,
I was dating somebody that.
But most people don't know it existed at this point, and the ones who do are kind of hipstery.
Yeah.
Like every time someone gives me like, did you like Mr. Show? And I'm like, yeah, I did like it, but
right.
I don't want hear about why you liked it.
I can't remember it that
I thoroughly
well.
Enjoyed it, but it was never like appointment viewing. It just like my brother and I'd be up late at night, and it was just on HBO, and it's like, oh, this is going to be the best 30 minutes.
I mean, I loved that like that time of my life being around that whole group. I was just like, oh, like because I didn't know. I went to art school for painting, and it wasn't until I was around.
It's like Bob and Dave.
And I was like, this is the best. Like I didn't. I was, you know.
Jack Black would pop in sometimes. Yeah.
But the alt scene.
That's where the
off.
D. That's where I first found out about
Tenacious
the D.
Yeah.
What
was
you
Mr.
did?
Show.
Oh, Mr. Show. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. The alt scene paid off. Weren't you in Larry Sanders' show too?
Yeah.
Mm.
See?
That's an all-timer.
That's a great
That's
one.
A pretty good resume for the 90s is like...
She has a hell of a
you're
resume.
Checking off the boxes.
It's embarrassing what we don't have
I
around
have nothing.
Maryland. Zero.
I have a cute dog. That's it.
But I had a charmed life.
Yeah, you got Larry Sanders' show.
Yeah. I mean,
but
you don't
we can
know
all
Johnny
agree,
Zapp?
Though, Shanling, overrated, right?
She doesn't know Johnny Zapp, but...
Can we just...
Johnny Zapp came up with that no flipping for Larry Sanders. It's like, I wrote that.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
See, you don't have that.
Yeah, Gary was looking for comedy writers, and he just picked up the phone book. He's like, let's start from the back.
Johnny Zapp claimed for years that he booked a show in Santa Barbara that all the most famous comedians in the world begged to perform.
I remember wanting to get booked on this show that turns out never existed.
It was people still to this day talk about how it was the best comedy show they ever did.
Walking around Santa Barbara.
What people?
Yeah.
How did you find out it never existed?
I never got booked on it, and then years later, I realized who Johnny Zapp actually was. And then it was around the time that PJ was lighting his hair on fire at 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, I don't think this guy runs a room in Santa Barbara.
I don't even think he knows how to get to Santa Barbara. Yeah. I gotta be honest.
I'm not a quick study, but I'll get there. I'll get there eventually.
One night, Robin Williams came in, and I saw it as a perfect opportunity to remind Johnny that he had booked Robin on this show. And he had told us all about it. Robin loved it. It was his favorite room. So I'm like, it's so weird that Johnny's not saying anything and Robin's just standing here.
Yeah, they're old friends.
Hey, Robin, you probably recognize Johnny. He booked that Santa Barbara room. Well, you did it a couple times. Oh, what was the room?
What's this room?
Robin gets so serious, like, I never did a Santa Barbara.
You said it was his favorite room. You don't remember it at all? Johnny Zapp with 3 Z's, if that helps. I don't recall doing a room in Santa Barbara that was especially exceptional. Well, it was in the party days, so you might not remember.
Party days.
So you're saying that he was so fucked up on drugs when he did your show that he loved so much.
Right, and he killed.
Hey, later. Hey, man, what are you doing, man? Come on.
Zapp.
It's bad for business. The business you don't have? It's bad for your fake business? Book me on the show, Johnny.
Oh, jeez.
Always funny. Always funny.
It was just that hope that you had as like a young comic where you hear about rooms that are happening.
Yeah.
I remember being on the patio probably with Rick and like this guy was handing out these flyers for this room in Burbank called the River Bottom. And it's a
Wait
bar.
A goddamn second. A guy or two guys were handing out.
It was one guy that day, and he would end up being one half of the legendary comedy duo Jimmy and Joey.
Joey.
And
they were.
He was talking about the River Bottom, and I'm like, this seems like a pretty big deal. And then Joey hits me with the closer. He's like, it's right across the street from Warner Brothers Studios. And I'm like, that's got to be where all the execs go after work. They just want to go drink and watch stand-up and discover the next star.
Sure.
And so you go there, and what we all found out years later is that upstairs of the River Bottom was like a whorehouse. So like, you'd have audience members just leave and just walk upstairs and never come back down. And I'm like, that guy's taking a long shit.
Also,
am I right?
Also,
he probably left.
Strangely enough, it was a cop bar,
which makes
it even weirder. But there was, I'm like, half the time I did it twice.
I was going to say,
so lucky.
You did this?
I did.
How
O'Neill,
your beef started with
Danis,
them?
All of us. Yeah.
They all did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never
point,
let them
this
live
was that, it was that time where you just did any room. I mean, I was doing laundry mats and shit back then.
It was like an unurban. It's like any stage.
I get that.
A hostel in
even
Hollywood.
If there's a band on stage with
but
you.
But they have beef.
Who?
The Jimmy and Joey. Right?
Well, I didn't,
well, they
I didn't
ended
know.
Up having beef.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. This was before I even started working here, so I didn't have any clout. I was still Dick Ingram, you know, doing the River Bottom.
Were you still doing the Harry Carey?
Definitely. I was still doing a Willow impression that maybe 15 people on Earth would appreciate.
Not Will Smith's daughter.
No.
Willow the movie.
Yeah. Full-on Warwick Davis. I would get on my knees. I mean, it was...
It's glorious.
And I would do it, and I would, every time I'd do it, I would hear one person in the room laugh. And it didn't matter where it was. I'm just like, well, that person got it.
It was probably me. yeah. Nice if guy number one. Here, you got a high five after that set.
Definitely
Tom Cruise
wasn't me.
In Willow?
No, Val Kilmer.
He's in, Tom Cruise is in Legend.
Thank you.
Which was around the same time, yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing. Willow, I don't think I've seen either. I got to be honest.
Legend is a lot like Labyrinth, too.
Yeah.
Or the Dark Crystal.
And Willow was George Lucas couldn't get the rights to Lord of the Rings. And he was like, we'll just make our own.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like,
him and Ron Howard.
What are you going to do? And he's like, we got a swordsman, Val Kilmer. And they're like, yes.
I'm listening.
Like, and then the hobbits, we're just going to hire a bunch of midgets.
Okay.
And they're like, what do you mean? And he's like, that's who's going to be the star. Have you seen the guy I put in the costume and in Star Wars?
Yeah, George just said Ewoks and dropped the mic and left the room.
And they're like, wait, the Ewoks are there? They're like, no, the guy in the costume.
Yeah.
For the Ewok.
Imagine the Ewok creature shaved.
Hold on.
They're like, oh, you mean like a little.
Hold on, did you just turn into Kirk Fox pitching?
That's my George Lucas impression.
The Ewok shaved.
The Ewok shaved.
Anyway, that bit crushed.
I don't think I've ever seen that. Is that terrible?
Willow?
Willow?
Willow.
I loved it. It has its moments. Obviously, I loved it. Yeah. I honestly thought when Lorne Michaels sees this Warwick Davis impression.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I will be on SNL by the time I'm 23.
This is perfect.
I'll be super famous by 25,
right.
Probably from the Willow impression.
Right.
And if not from that, then...
You'll be on TRL doing Willow.
Will Ferrell, he's gone, so now I can just step right into his...
Sure. You can just
Harry
take over
Carey
the Harry
spot.
Carey. It works with presidents. Why not Harry Carey?
I still don't know how I didn't get successful.
That's
wild.
Sucks.
Danis was up
you
there
know
doing
why?
Poetry.
I can tell you why.
I listened.
No alt. I didn't do the alt rooms. The alt rooms ran it.
The Willow. You should have been at the alt room.
Yeah.
The Willow.
They would have. That would have killed at the alt rooms.
Willow, a big alt room movie.
I'll tell you a funny play I went to see, which is a rare thing in LA. Like, they didn't like do a lot of plays, and I found that out because when I moved here, I was like, oh, I'm going to be Meryl Streep. I'm going to do all these plays, and I did, and no one ever came. I did all these plays. I toured all over LA. No one ever came.
Elle, we were there
they
in
were
spirit.
Brutal. You weren't even here yet. A. Two, this was like 93.
I wouldn't have been there in spirit.
Or
the thing about plays is you don't have to go to them anymore.
That's
because
so...
we have other forms of entertainment.
But
that's
also,
very
like,
true.
In LA, that was just like not a thing. Like you, New York. Yeah, that's a hip thing
it's
to
a
do.
Theater
LA,
show business, like show right. business.
So. My friend calls me, and she went to school with Bob Odenkirk. Mm-hmm. She went to a college with
from
him.
From Mr. Show.
Yes. So they were doing a play called Butt Pirates. Do you remember this
one? Oh, that's great.
She wasn't around for the Butt Pirates
oh,
stuff.
Oh, my God. It was... I didn't know what to expect. And my friend that I went with, she was an agent. And we go, and she's like, I don't know how this is going to be. This could be terrible, Pumpkin. So we could just leave in the middle of it.
I love when an agent calls
and
me Pumpkin.
And I was like, okay, but let's just, okay. It was in Santa Monica. I'm like, I'm artsy.
Classic.
We go, and the whole thing was basically about shit and farts. And all I could think of
some
was how...
Show. Sketch.
Probably.
It was probably the man's revenge for the vagina monologues.
It was 95, 94, 95.
Right? There it is.
It was what?
You skirts going to get up there talking about your vagina? Watch our dick and fart and poop show.
We got it up our sleeve, too.
It was so disgusting. I mean, sure, there was funny parts, but the whole thing, the whole time I kept thinking, if Mitzi Shore was here, she would lose her fucking mind. She hated fart jokes.
Oh.
And then these guys are like, diarrheaing all over. I can't even say it right. It makes my stomach turn.
I believe I've been to one play in LA and it's one of the hardest laughs I've ever had. So I went to, I don't know if you went with us. There was a waitress at the comedy store.
Are you asking? Are you saying me or Eleanor?
Was it me?
It was son of a Eleanor bitch. Kerrigan.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was. And so it was like maybe five or six of us went, including Adam Egan, who I think wasn't even the talent coordinator here yet.
No, he was the manager. Was he dating her?
He was the manager. He was not dating her, no.
Okay.
So we go and...
I'm just trying to figure out the
why
girl.
Why would you bring that up, Eleanor?
It's like this black box theater, and there's maybe 40 seats. There's maybe 20 people there, and the action's happening, and it's this really like... You know, and it was BYOB, which is important. So, like, I bring like an 18-pack of Coors Light. I'm like, hey, all right, who wants a beer? So we're all drinking beers, and
serving
it
drinks.
It was like this real
standard
emotional
play behavior
part of
if you know the theater, it's usually BYOB.
So it's this moment where it's like
up,
getting
no
real emotional, and it was just two the two leads were on stage talking about this very emotional moment, and this one guy says some line like, "Yeah, it's just never been the same since Pa died." And right at that moment, Adam Egan opens a Coors Light, and it was so piercingly loud. Everybody in the theater, including the actors, start laughing.
So this is real professional.
So funny. It was like Adam was trying to time it, and he just missed.
Yeah, he was just probably like, dude, this is terrible.
God, it was so funny.
Shit.
It was like the bush, like the mountains of bush, like bush.
Why are they so serious?
Dude, this is so boring. Am I going to get the fuck hurts?
Oh, come on. I just wanted a beer. Come on.
Guys, I'm sorry I fucked up the show.
Beautiful
I've been putting
penis
out fires
on that
on
man, from what I've heard.
A gorgeous penis. Yeah, yeah, he has a nice one. I've seen a few, and his is up there.
Really?
You see a few of his penises?
No. Penises from here.
Peni.
Oh. I always say from
top
store.
Four penises you've seen.
Ooh. I don't want to
do five.
I got one.
Who's have you seen?
Bruce Willis.
You saw
his
penis
here?
Took a leak right next to him. Hey, yeah, I used to work here. After Moonlighting, before Die Hard. He was at Chappelle's like comeback show after Chappelle came back from South Africa and sold out the main room, and there was like I think DiCaprio was there, and like there's just a bunch of famous people. So I'm like working there, and I'm taking a leak in the main room bathroom with the two stalls, and Willis comes up next to me, and I'm not gonna not look at what Willis is packing. Impressive.
Honestly,
really?
Impressive piece of work.
Philadelphia's finest.
Get
We're
the
back.
Fuck out
We're
of
back.
Here.
Back.
Get the, okay. Hold on. Bruce Willis is from Philly.
Yes, he is.
This is
suburb.
Yeah.
Philly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Like right Delco.
There he is.
Wow. Area.
Yeah. Okay.
He was in
Venus area.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon, apparently. Too. We got a lot of
talk about Unbreakable.
Kirk Fox told a story in the parking lot one night.
Did
about,
he sound like George Lucas?
Kind of. It went up, the story was
Kirk
extended.
Fox pitching Star Wars.
And it was about how Tom Cruise had seen his penis.
Kirk's
remarked that it was a nice penis.
Oh.
And that saw it again decades later and remembered
what?
The penis.
Oh, wait.
Wow.
He's like, I'm in San Diego. They're filming Top Gun. I'm at a bar one night. Tom Cruise, he's hanging out.
The first Top Gun, Kirk?
First Top Gun.
Okay.
Are you all right, Kirk? I can't hear you.
What happened?
Standing at a urinal.
Kirk, you got to breathe when you talk.
Holding your breath, Kirk.
I'm taking a piss. Tom Cruise walks in. I look over. Oh, a couple of good-looking guys. We give each other the head nod, obviously. He starts pissing next to me. I've got a good stream going.
Wow.
Tom looks at me, he goes, hey, that's a great penis.
That's just, you've been knighted.
Finished my business, left.
Yeah, Kirk, I got a set. Is this going to be, I got to go.
Back of a phone.
Oh, we got Kirk, is everything all right?
Back of a phone.
I'm at the Vanilla Sky premiere. Taking a piss. Tom Cruise walks in.
Gotta get your prostate checked.
I look over. I go, oh, fuck. It's Tom Cruise. He walks over. He goes, how's your penis been?
Shut up.
Do eyes wide shut.
Shut.
Do eyes wide shut.
Yeah,
after party. Keep going.
Top Gun's out again.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sitting there listening. I'm just looking at him like,
okay.
is this? And then Neil Brennan goes, are we supposed to believe this story? It's like, that's exactly how it happened. It's like, all right, man, have a good night.
And then he just walked away, right?
It's just like, no, no, I am not accepting this.
This is not real.
And I have to be honest. I think it probably happened. Tom Cruise seems nice. Like
a penis
Tom Cruise
checker
seems
eye.
Like he would not only see penis,
he would
but
remember.
never forget it. Tom Cruise never forgets.
He
penis.
Seems like a
That's
nice
a
guy, Rick.
That's a
and
saying.
He complimented our friend.
Tom Cruise
twice.
Never forgets a penis has been a saying for 30 years.
He's the elephant of penises.
He is the Bushman. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Did he really pass
brother?
Away?
He really passed
I saw
away.
That like somewhere, but yeah, that's a bummer.
Bushman is in heaven, likes to party, and is partying.
I slid into Bushman's son's DMs.
Whoa.
Just to let him know I was sorry.
Uh-huh.
And did I did.
Aw.
And
sweet.
He seemed like he was unaware of how much we knew.
About Bushman?
His father enjoyed partying.
Oh, yeah, his father. He's up in heaven.
Likes to party.
Also,
partying with Eddie Van Halen once again.
Don't think he knew. That his dad was a professional dick watcher at one point.
Yeah, always funny.
So I sent him a video always of Bushman funny. Discussing.
Being a dick watcher?
Being a dick
a
watcher
dick
at
watcher.
The court.
Who's better, him or Cruz?
That's what I'm saying, man. Come on. You know. I got paid to look at dicks, man. He's doing a recreational dick watching.
Oh, right. He used to look at the people doing drug tests.
Yes. Yeah. Norm McDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call Norm McDonald?
The Star Search.
He put
against Norm McDonald's. Yeah. And now every day I go to work. Because I'm trying to be a paralegal. And I got to watch dicks at the courthouse.
Watch people pee in the cups, man.
Bushman, I am 100% sure.
By the way, he was a paid
regular. 100% sure mm-hmm. that you can become a paralegal without dick watching. No. This was the job they gave me, man.
That's a shortcut. Everybody knows that.
I go to work. I get there. I have coffee. I look at dicks all day long, man. Big white dicks. Little white dicks. Big Puerto Rican dicks. Oh. How do you know the dick's Puerto Rican? Because I asked, man. I got to talk to the people, man. I got to see the dick piss in the cup. Sometimes they say I can't pee. If I have a man watch me, I say, yeah, you shouldn't do drugs.
It's a good loosener up. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piss in the cup, man. I don't like looking at dicks.
Did he ever become a paralegal?
No, I ended up getting a job as a bus driver.
Oh, right. He was a bus driver.
He's funny.
That's
Wasn't
right.
Wasn't his daughter like a competitive tennis player? Am I?
No,
or
no.
Or was it his son?
His son played basketball overseas.
Okay. What was getting a scholarship to Georgetown or something.
And his daughter was like an Instagram model, I think, or something.
Okay.
She was a hottie. I remember that.
I think
that.
Hinchcliffe fucked her.
Bushman. Because
I remember
like
telling Bushman, I go, hey, Bushman, remember how you were telling us for years to never turn down blowjobs?
Yeah, for years.
Well, Tony Hinchcliffe. No! Don't tell me this, man! I think he and your daughter. No!
How heartbreaking is that? The one dick he didn't watch.
The one he didn't.
The one dick that he didn't see.
God damn it.
Ends up.
How glorious is it that he got passed by Mitzi Shore wearing a loincloth?
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Lynn was asked to hang out on Sundays and Mondays.
I mean,
know your brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally,
Bushman is
had a spear in his hand on stage, and he would do it on Venice Beach. He would put the money in the pot.
That makes sense.
He had a spear in his hand.
No. Yeah.
Terrifying.
He's good. He was
and
good.
And Mitzi was like, oh, he's terrific, isn't he? Hilarious.
And then Tommy would say stuff like, wow, he's a left turn. Okay.
He's aged out.
It's like, wow.
Eleanor.
Yeah, it's a curveball.
Scream at me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Audience needs a curveball.
Like the audience is like, oh, this is a left turn.
Finally. Yeah, this is different.
We're taking a left and
we're
exiting.
In. Yeah. We're not leaving now.
This guy? Let's see what this guy does next. He's a professional dick watcher. He's got to be worth listening to.
The second.
The best was that Bush man came up here, he gets drunk and high, starts telling us about his new job as a dick watcher.
Okay.
Ren Azizi is like, "So you just look at dicks?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "That's fucking gross." And then goes on stage and starts telling about, "My buddy just got a new job as a dick watcher." Steve!
The new 5 minutes for Ren Azizi.
From the back of the room, Bushman screaming,
"Steve! Steve, no! This is my life, man! You can't tell jokes, man!
Are you, Bush, are you doing a bit about it?"
"No!"
"So you don't have jokes about it?"
"No, man!"
"All right, so my buddy, he's a dick watcher. It's Lahai, he's in the back. That's him.
Lahai, the Bushman."
Bushman liked to party so much, he would come up here and get drunk and stoned and occasionally bring his children that he didn't have custody of, but for that period of time was watching them.
Yeah. They're in
pulls
the car.
In. I go to park his car. I'm already like, I can't believe I have to park Bushman's car. He gets out. I get in. "Bushman, who are the two children?" "Those are my daughters, man. Come on, man. Just watch them. Watch them." I'm the lot guy. I'm not a fucking babysitter.
They were just in the back seat?
Sitting in the back seat. They were like 12 and nine or something.
He wasn't the only one that would do that.
And then Bushman goes in, and I'm just
for
like...
For years, people did it.
I feel fucking so terrible. I keep having to get in the car and be like, "Hey, girls, sorry. I've got to move the car.
Uncle Rick's going to move the car."
Well, Bush would hang out. And the other Bush people...
He was there for like an hour and a half.
Oh, he was always one of the classic late night, you're leaving it, like work. Like the shows are done. Like, and we're like, "You're still here?"
Yeah, no.
The other people that did it literally would go in and out.
Yeah.
And be like, and then tell like usually the wait staff or the door people.
Bushman didn't have a spot. First of all, no one was giving Bushman stage time at this point.
Was giving him stage time and then she stopped. And then
Then Barris would bring him up all the time.
Yeah. Well, on Mondays or like open mic.
Yeah.
"People think because I'm from Africa that I got a big dick." "I do."
I remember that.
That was wow. A bit.
It was a good opener. Good opener.
I do.
I miss a lot of the characters. Do you, Mary Lynn?
No, they've come to life right before my eyes.
Well, they definitely live in
Once
Rick.
I steal their soul, we don't need them anymore, Eleanor.
Danish does them too. Ooh. I can tell you
from experience, this
O'Neil.
Is the best way to be around these characters.
Yes.
Is just to sit in the safety of the Modern Comedy Store and have Rick perform them for you, as opposed to actually have to interact with these real life human beings.
"You want a cheeseburger? I'll suck your dick."
Wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
Shakalaka, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll give you a cheeseburger if you let me suck your dick.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would he ask you,
"You want
Rick?
A t-shirt?
No, what would he ask you to do in your apartment?
You got a bathtub in your house? Yes. Can I take a bath?
You already know where he's going.
Let me take a bath.
Why not? Why do you need to take a bath in my house? Because I'm dirty. No, definitely not. Oh, I know where you live. Oh. How come you and Stingy Benji won't let me take baths at your house? Same reason, because you're gross, I guess.
We're disgusted by you.
And I'd always,
and you'd
see
always
him.
Give me the sneer after I'd say it.
You'd always
they
see him at that casting,
thank God.
That casting
thank
office
God.
On La Brea. You'd always see him around there. Like every time I went to a commercial audition, you're
next,
like, "Is Boone lives here?" Yeah. Nothing gets you in the mood to sell Carfax like running into Boone Shakalaka on the way
in. I have a callback, so I can't talk right now. I'll wait. Good
sure
to know.
You will.
Good to know.
Yep.
Go in, fucking book that Lowe's commercial.
Right.
Come out just glowing, knowing I got it. That thing is mine.
Right.
I walk out, Boone's right there, shopping cart, waiting. "You were in there for a while." "Yeah, I know, man. Sorry to keep you waiting. What'd you want to tell me?" "Oh, nothing." Okay. Well, it's good to see you, man. You waited 45 minutes to just say I'll see you later? Okay. Good to see you, Boone.
Yep.
The best. It really attracts the wildest characters of all time here at the World Famous. Like,
it's a Bug Zappa crazy.
It used to.
Even at the Urban, you're not going to hear that.
I don't know.
Are there still crazies around?
We get some kooks. We get a little.
I think it's a weird inverse thing where the kooks might feel like women did in the 90s, where they're like, oh, no, we don't want to go near there. Yeah. It's like it's too well run now.
Oh, yeah, there's female comics that by sunset.
Yeah, I thought you meant. I thought you meant that the crazy people were like, I'm definitely going to get finger banged if I go there. So I'm out. I'm out.
The scum bunch, may they rest in peace.
God bless them. Anyway.
I got to get the fuck out of here, guys. Yep.
Same. You guys are awesome. Thank you, Mary Lynn, for joining us.
Mary Lynn, where can we see you?
Ellen. Yeah.
What do you got coming up?
Night Court
and Frasier. And
Consciousness.
Are you on Frasier?
No.
The new Frasier?
No, I read it and I couldn't. I didn't want to read it anymore.
Ah, okay. It's a very fair, honest answer.
Great.
Yeah, well, I read it and then I didn't want to read it. So.
But she had, you
were
had
you,
a show
were you
on.
Trying to be Kelsey Grammer? Is that you were being Frasier? It's a reboot?
Exactly.
Female Frasier reboot?
Wow.
I like this.
Well, I'm Lilith. Okay. It's a prequel.
They told me to just hang around.
Just around. We'll find a role for you.
Yeah. We booked her on Frasier.
Hang around.
We can use you.
Hold on. Do you have to
find me?
It's
a
about a
Rice
therapist. We'll use you. Yeah. All women need it. They're crazy.
Okay, Tommy, don't look at me.
Leave me alone, Steph. Don't hit me. I'm
Jesus,
working.
Tommy.
I'm powerful. People respect me.
Do you?
I got this black eye the old-fashioned way. Yeah.
It's all coming back to me now.
Takes me somewhere.
It's all coming back.
So good.
You can go up after Yorsey if you stick around. All right, man.
What's the name of the show you're on right now? Accused?
Oh, The Accused.
Yeah, The Accused.
Whitney Cummings and I.
I like that. Cool. She said that like, oh, I am on a show.
Oh.
I do never stop working.
It's one episode.
Okay, not bad.
Mommy's got to find
one more. One more than the rest
one
of
more.
Us got.
That's true. In
well,
your
now
face.
That you're going to go viral, we'll get you.
Go viral.
Yeah,
and we'll get a check for doing this. And, you know, it'll...
So much
help
money,
cover
right?
The rent, right?
Jeez, man.
No?
God.
Come on, man.
No?
Come on, man.
I was told I get paid $1,000 for being on this podcast.
Don't make promises.
Don't listen to Rick because he's
That's
still clocked
true.
In but from you... when he was an employee.
First of all,
Rick never
I get paid
out.
To listen to his impressions.
We shave the hours on this podcast.
You're like an impression watcher.
I'm an impression watcher.
Yeah. She gets paid to watch people do impressions.
There was two pigeons in here doing this.
Young Mark Ellis in the back. How does he do that?
Do you have anything coming up?
I have a special that's going to be
Woo-hoo!
Dropping in a couple months.
Nice.
Right.
So more to come soon.
On
MySpace.
On
MySpace comedy.
It's going to be in everybody's top eight. Is the early word.
Is it on the YouTubes like Pauly Shore wants Rick to do?
Did. If we filmed a special, we could make some calls and maybe put it on the YouTube.
Okay. Thank you, Pauly. I'll take it under advisement.
Do you know someone?
Wait.
Yeah, I know
you. Put it on Crackle. That's where people go
really?
For the comedy.
Pauly Shore told me he was doing a movie and there was a part for me, for real.
There you go.
Oh.
He goes, there's a part for you. And then he goes, but I have to talk to the producers. Oh. Why did
you're
you?
Like, well, it's not.
Why did you? Why'd you give
also,
and then
could
take
you
it away?
Could you produce this? Because it'll be easier to get you the part.
It'll be easier to, if you're the one I have to ask to book you.
Guys, Pauly texted me recently, and you know he was telling me he was proud of me, and it was kind of nice. I'm just like, what a fucking pussy. Oh. And then,
Jesus.
And then he texted me something else, and I screenshotted it. So I could send a mocking text, and then I accidentally sent that mocking text back to Pauly.
Well, there it is.
And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, actually, no, it doesn't matter.
That's he won't get
well,
it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. And then he was like, he responded, dude, what? And I'm like, oh, I meant to send that to someone else. Then he was like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, did he not look at the screenshot? Does he not? Oh. He doesn't. Oh, yeah, okay. Dude, what?
Dude,
oh, no, I was mocking. I'm just trying to. I meant to talk shit about you to someone else. But
Damn.
About Ultimate Backfires. Thank God you sold your share of the club,
look
dude.
Who's sneaking in.
Oh, fuck. I got it.
All right, guys, wrap it up. Bobby Lee's here.
That's over now.
Bobby Lee's here.
I gotta go. Bobby's here. Sorry. Yeah. All right.
Love
thank you, guys.
All.
Like, subscribe, leave. Bobby, shut it. I got to promote.
Bye.
Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here, and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.